Who were the conspirators of Bag End plotting behind Frodo's back? It didn't appear in the movies, but it was a really important part of the first few chapters of the book, so let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover Tolkien's Legendarium in depth, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. If you want to know more, there's a subscribe button in the bottom right of your screen. In the Lord of the Rings movies, Merry and Pippin join Frodo and Sam on their adventure when they literally bump into them on the path out of the Shire. They get caught up in the action and don't really have a chance to pause for breath until they reach Rivendell. Them being there is all just a big accident, or a providential twist of fate, if you prefer. But that couldn't be further from how it was in the book. In the book, Merry and Pippin were at the heart of helping prepare Frodo to get out of the Shire secretly, without him even knowing it. Let me introduce you to the conspirators: Merry, Pippin, Sam, and Fredegar Bolger. And it all started a lot earlier than you might think. Back around the year 3000 of the Third Age, that's 17 years or so before the main events of The Lord of the Rings, Merry happened to notice Bilbo one time, hiding from the Sackville Bagginses. Everyone knew that Bilbo didn't like the Sackville Bagginses, so this wasn't a surprise. What was a surprise was how Bilbo seemingly made himself literally disappear, and then reappear when the Sackville Bagginses had passed by. And when he did, Merry saw a glint of gold in Bilbo's hand that he immediately put into his pocket. Enough to make a hobbit quite curious, and so Merry did a bit of snooping. He even snuck a look at the book Bilbo was writing, there and back again, to see whether that might provide any answers. A year or so later, Bilbo disappeared again at his own birthday party, so Merry knew it hadn't just been his imagination. Still, he kept it to himself for many years, until he started to suspect that Frodo might be about to do something similar. This is him finally explaining it to Frodo in Chapter 5 of The Lord of the Rings. To tell you the truth, I've been watching you rather closely ever since he left. I thought you would go after him sooner or later. Indeed, I expected you to go sooner. And lately we have been very anxious. We have been terrified that you might give us the slip and go off suddenly all on your own, like he did. Ever since this spring, we have kept our eyes open and done a great deal of planning on our own account. You are not going to escape so easily. What was Frodo doing that made Merry and then the friends he told so concerned that he was about to leave unannounced? Well, it turns out he'd not been quite as secretive as he'd thought. Pippin here picks up the story. Dear old Frodo, did you really think that you had thrown dust in all our eyes? You have not been nearly careful or clever enough for that. You have obviously been planning to go and saying farewell to all your haunts all this year, since April. We have constantly heard you muttering, "Shall I ever look down into that valley again, I wonder?" and things like that, and pretending that you had come to the end of your money, and actually selling your beloved Bag End to those Sackville Bagginses, and all those close talks with Gandalf. So Merry and Pippin and Fredegar Bolger, the other friend in the group who was involved in this and deserves a lot more credit than he is usually given, set to keeping an eye on Frodo and making preparations. Preparations to help Frodo get out of the Shire secretly and go with him to help protect him. Which is where Sam comes in. Because Sam's job, as someone close to Frodo and who wouldn't arouse suspicion nosing around Bag End, was to be their chief investigator. He listened in on Frodo's conversations to find out what he was planning, then fed that information back to Merry, Pippin and Fredegar. Have you ever wondered why Sam was there listening in at the window of Bag End while Gandalf was telling Frodo about the ring? He certainly wasn't gardening. Contrary to his claim in the films that he was dropping no eaves, he was. He was spying on Frodo. And he gave himself away when talk turned to Frodo leaving. Sam choked up a bit, and Gandalf heard. Now, Sam did stop spying after that. After all, he had promised Gandalf and Frodo that he would tell no one what he had heard, but he clearly did tell Merry and Pippin some of it, which is where their planning comes in. Because this wasn't just about them being nosy. They figured that Frodo would want to protect them by not involving them, and they were right in that. So they kept him in sight and made everything ready for him to escape the Shire unseen with them as swiftly as they could. Pippin travelled with Frodo and Sam across the Shire, leading them mostly safely across country, while Merry and Fredegar made Crick Hollow ready for them, the house Frodo had bought and was pretending to move into. Once there, the plan was to have 5 ponies ready and waiting, packed with provisions for a long journey. They could leave within an hour if Frodo wanted. Fredegar was to stay in Crick Hollow and deal with any inquisitive people who came looking for Frodo. He even brought with him some of Frodo's old clothes so that he could wear them while wandering around the house, in case anyone tried peering in at the windows. Hopefully he could persuade people, even for a short time, that Frodo had not yet left the Shire completely. It was a simple plan, but a good one. They weren't to know about the Black Riders, of course, which complicated things, but they did adapt well. When Frodo, Sam and Pippin were late in arriving, Merry grew concerned and headed over the river on the Bucklebury Ferry, just in time to help them cross, and then, realising that perhaps a straightforward journey down the road might not be the best idea with horsemen after them, opted to go through the Old Forest instead. It's fair to say that without all this preparation, Frodo would almost certainly have not made it out of the Shire alive. But even when they revealed their conspiracy to Frodo, Frodo still pushed back against the idea of them coming with him. Not that they were having any of that. "You do not understand," said Pippin. "You must go, and therefore we must too. Merry and I are coming with you. Sam is an excellent fellow and would jump down a dragon's throat to save you if he did not trip over his own feet, but you will need more than one companion in your dangerous adventure." "My dear and most beloved hobbits," said Frodo, deeply moved, "but I could not allow it. I decided that long ago too. You speak of danger, but you do not understand. This is no treasure hunt, no there and back journey. I am flying from deadly peril into deadly peril." "Of course we understand," said Merry firmly. "That is why we have decided to come. We know the ring is no laughing matter, but we are going to do our best to help you against the enemy." This is hobbit bravery at its finest, and it tells us why it was so important that Tolkien included the conspirators in the story, and not just have Merry and Pippin come along accidentally. Right from the start, we are being shown the character of Merry and Pippin. They chose to go into danger because of their friendship with Frodo. And it foreshadows something important later in the story as well. Frodo had hoped to rely on Gandalf getting him safely out of the Shire, but then Gandalf can't after an encounter with another Maia, Saruman. So Frodo decides to go ahead on his own without telling anyone. Except the hobbits knew him too well, and know that he will need their help, so they basically make Frodo take them along too, not caring for their own safety. You're probably ahead of me on this, but this foreshadows the end of the Fellowship of the Ring, where Frodo had hoped to be guided to Mordor by Gandalf, but Gandalf can't after an encounter with another Maia, the Balrog this time, so Frodo decides to go on alone without telling anyone, except, again, a friend, Sam, this time, knows him too well, and basically makes Frodo take him along too, not caring for his own safety. It's a wonderful repetition of one of the key themes of the entire book. This wasn't a mission Frodo could do on his own. He needed his friends. Gandalf senses this when Elrond is choosing who should be in the Fellowship later. Elrond is considering sending some members of his own household to take up the final 2 places, but Gandalf counsels him to trust in friendship rather than wisdom or power. The conspirator's role is easily overlooked in The Lord of the Rings. With all that was to come, simply getting out of the Shire often seems the least hazardous part of the whole mission, but it was vital, not just in helping Frodo, but in establishing in our minds what will really matter in this story. Evil will be defeated not just by strength of arms or great power, but by bravery, hope, and simple, wonderful friendships. If you'd like to see more videos digging into the world of Tolkien's Legendarium, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, the best way to do that is through Patreon. There's a link to that on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.